Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Welcome to The Front Row for this Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2017. I'm Clint Barrick. A unique collaboration is taking place this week between the Lubbock Community Theater and the Texas Tech School of Theater and Dance. On the stage of the Lubbock Community Theater, I met Jay Brown, Ronnie Miller, Joss Aguirre, and Deron Williams to tell us about it.
So, Jay Brown, welcome. Thanks very much to The Front Row. Thanks for being here today. This is a wonderful thing, the show that is going on at Lubbock Community Theater, because it also collaborates in a way with Texas Tech in a way that I've not seen before. How did this happen?
I think it's actually probably the first time it's ever happened. We're doing a Raising the Sun, and they're doing a production of a play called Clybourne Park, which was written 50 years after Raising the Sun, but is in a way a sequel to it. And actually the way it happened was Bill Gelber and his wife Debbie and my wife Pam and I were at a production at Tech and sort of talking about what shows our theaters were doing next season, this season now, and just happened to mention that they were doing Clybourne Park. We mentioned we were doing Raising the Sun. Wow, cool. No planning ahead of time, none at all, honestly. And we said, wouldn't it be neat to do them at the same time? It ended up that we were doing them. We opened ours the end of February. Theirs runs the first week of March. And we said, let's do them in collaboration. Let's market them together, talk about them together, go to interviews together, and then do this really cool thing we're doing next weekend, this weekend actually, when Clybourne opens.
Right. So this turned out, it was a coincidence to begin with.
A coincidence.
Right. But it's turned into a wonderful collaboration.
A wonderful coincidence and collaboration, yes.
Fantastic. I guess that took a lot of preparation, I mean, in order to make that work, right?
Well, actually, Mark Charney and I brainstormed it quite a bit. Talked to Josh and Ronnie, the directors for Raising in the Sun. They thought it was a great idea. Talked to the people at Tech, because that was before I knew who was going to be directing Clybourne Park. And we said, that's going to be a great idea. We've come up with this wonderful thing we're doing this weekend, which is a twofer. But actually, it goes all the way back to our opening weekend of Raising. Anybody who came to see Raisin or comes this weekend to see Raisin in the Sun, if you keep your ticket, call the box office at Texas Tech, you can go see the production of Clybourne Park for free. So that gets people to see both wonderful productions, gets people to see our work, gets people to see the great work the theater at Tech does, and gets them to see two great pieces of American theatrical history.
A Raisin in the Sun is currently in production, is that correct?
Yes, we've had two weekends, and we had this one final weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which would be March 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Right. Well, let's visit a little bit with Ronnie Miller and Joss Aguirre. You're both co-directing A Raisin in the Sun. For any listeners who don't know the play, give us just a brief overview of the play itself and a bit of its history.
Okay. A Raisin in the Sun is about an African-American family who is awaiting a life insurance check for $10,000. And once they get that check, it has to be decided what's going to happen with that money. And everyone has a little bit of a different plan for it. But the matriarch of the family, she puts a down payment on a home in a white neighborhood. And they decide to move, and they get a representative from that neighborhood come to their home and tell them that they would like to offer them even more money than they paid for the home for them not to move. And so they've got to face that issue and decide what they want to do with it. And there are, of course, several other things going on in the play, but that is the part of the play that correlates directly with Clybourne Park.
Right. Ronnie Miller, how did it happen that the two of you got into the directorship of the play?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've worked together before on several other projects for going back 10 or 11 years now. And we had actually, I guess almost 2 years ago now, had decided we wanted to direct something together again. We took about 10 or 15 different scripts and spent time reading and whittling them down and ended up with this one. And we just both kind of got to the same point where we're like, this is the one we want to do, and approached Jay and LCT and asked for it to be considered. And they were brave enough to do that. And we're ever so thankful that that they had that vision and that amount of courage to do it. And it's been a wonderful experience from start to finish. It really has.
This is a landmark play.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. To our record, it has never been produced in Lubbock. Some 50-something years after it was written. And to my knowledge, I don't know that that we've ever had in Lubbock a cast this, I'll say, diverse on stage at one time, this many African Americans. And I think that's pretty historic in itself.
Well, you went where I was going. Mm-hmm. How did you go about casting A Raisin in the Sun?
Well, we had open casting. We had an open audition, two of those, and we ended up with about 90% of our cast. And then it took us about 2 weeks to round out the remaining part of our cast. We had folks audition, but just did not fit the dynamic that we were trying to create with the family. And this play, while it does address race issues, it's also family, and there is such a struggle going on within this family outside of the race issue, just typical family dynamics. And we wanted a cast of 10 that would play well together, that would mesh well together, and pull those emotions out of each other. So we were really careful in the casting process to get just the right actors in.
Josh Aguirre, you obviously had something in mind when you began with this. You wanted to do this play. But then you came up with a cast. How did things develop? How did it evolve through the course of the production and the rehearsals?
It was actually an interesting experience, because many of the actors that we have in A Raisin in the Sun do not have a lot of theatrical experience. They have stage experience in other areas. We have a woman who was a professional dancer for many, many years. Amazing resume. But she had never acted before. We have a gentleman who is in a band, a Christian band, and he sings and he raps and he does all kinds of things, but he had never been in a play before. And so that process was very interesting, and it was really a lot of fun to take those instincts that they have and work them into what theater is. So we really like that aspect of the process. We talked a lot also about what the play meant to our actors, what the roles meant to our actors, and I think that really helped. We heard some very, very just really kind of soul-crushing stories from our actors about experiences that they've had within the past few years dealing with racism. And so that was definitely part of our process as well, because we wanted them to connect with the characters, and of course we want to connect with our actors. And so that part of the process was very important for us.
A Raisin in the Sun is currently in production Friday through Sunday And Jay, for people who are interested, tell us how people can get tickets to this production.
Go to the website, lubbockcommunitytheater.org, and you can select your own seats. However, we were just looking a little while ago. It's very, very close to being sold out. We were almost completely sold out the first weekend. Last weekend was very full this weekend. So I would say to your listeners, go online, lubbockcommunitytheater.org, and get your seats. You can also call 749-2416. Leave a message if you're not computer savvy, and you can get your tickets that way. It's $15 for students and seniors, $20 for adults. And we do have student rush tickets, $5 tickets right before the curtain, but I don't know that people will get in. Although I do know, and you guys can speak to this too, I think the six performances we've already done, our theater seats 65, but I think almost all of our performances we moved in extra seats. We got the possibility of extra seats, yeah. And hey, that's great. We'll put extra seats in if people are out there wanting to see it. We very seldom turn people away.
Well, let me bring in Daron Williams. Daron, welcome. Welcome to Lubbock and to this production of Cliburn Park at Texas Tech. Jay mentioned that this is in some ways a sequel. So for people who don't know, bring us up to speed on Cliburn Park.
Okay. Cliburn Park picks up on the same day that Carl Linder, the Homeowners Association representative, visits the home of the Youngers. He comes back to Cliburn Park to speak to the actual neighbors about this family moving in to their neighborhood, telling them that this family is a colored family. This family is very different and they may not fit in this neighborhood. So they have conversations about what would it mean to have this family in the neighborhood and how it would change the neighborhood overall over the years. It is also situated in 2009, so we jump 50 years and revisit the same neighborhood with a different set of characters, different perspective, while we're looking at a younger couple purchasing the home after it being occupied by mostly African Americans for a long stretch of time. They're coming back to revitalize the home as well as build up the neighborhood because it's reasonable priced. It's a great neighborhood. It's close proximity to downtown. So it examines what it means for race and gentrification during this shift in the neighborhood.
Right. You knew that this play was coming because Tech plans so far in advance.
Correct.
When did you find out you were going to be the director?
So we were in Chicago at a conference in August of 2016, and just so happened Dr. Charney asked me, "Oh, do you want to direct Cliburn Park?" I just said yes. No questions asked, but no details had been rolled out or anything. He called me later on that month to confirm things, and that's when I found out that I would be coming back to direct Cliburn Park. So I worked from afar for most of fall semester, doing Skype for all of our meetings and everything. And then I actually came out for auditions in December, and then I came out permanently to direct the production in January.
What were you looking for? At the end of the day, what did you want the audience to take home when they came to see Cliburn Park?
Because of the nature of Cliburn Park and the subject matter, being that it's heavily rooted in understanding race and having conversation of race, and the difficulties that comes about when you have those conversations. The main thing I want audiences to take away from this is being able to think about how to have the conversation. Oftentimes, we don't have the appropriate conversations or don't know how to tackle the conversation of race and otherness, the differences amongst different cultural groups. So that's one of the things I want audiences to take away, and just to think about and be respectful of people of other cultures, especially in this socio-political times that we're in, just be more sympathetic and empathetic of other people and their understanding in the world.
Well, speaking of having those kinds of conversations, I know that you are, and I want to bring everybody into this conversation, you're having a talk back. So you're actually involving the community beyond the actual performances. How did that come about? Where did that idea come from?
Actually, George Comiskey, who's very active, and I'm not even going to fill in the blanks as to what it is that George does on the campus at Tech, but he works with several different diverse groups, had contacted, I believe, Richard Privet at Tech, first of all, about doing a talk back there. And Richard contacted us, and I said, yes, we want to do that also. So we had our talk back Sunday afternoon after the Sunday matinee this week for Raisin, and then they will have the talk back, Clyburn will have the talk back Thursday. And what Ronnie downplays this a lot, and I want to mention how important it is to Lubbock Community Theater that we are doing this show. Lubbock Community Theater prides ourselves on being very diverse in our casting. Anybody that walks in the door, if they're the best person for the role, gets cast in the role. You do something like A Raisin in the Sun or Clyburn Park, obviously you've got to have African Americans, you've got to have some whites, back and forth. But we wanted to use that, we, Lubbock Community Theater, wanted to use this show as a way to open the door to a community that doesn't often come to our shows and say and realize, wow, they do good work. We want to keep coming back. And Ronnie and Josh have done such a wonderful job, and we're so excited that we got tied in with Tech, with Duran and the group. So we hope it continues that, the talk back dialogue. I realize I kind of got totally away from your question, but I wanted to talk about this anyway. We want people to be able to continue this dialogue and this ability to know they can come to the Lubbock, anybody can come to the Lubbock Community Theater for auditions and know they will be considered. The exact same thing with Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. We are very multiracially open-minded. How does that? Did I make up a new term, guys? Yeah. That I think is true, that anybody come, we love to see the shows. We love to see you here. We love to use you on our stage. And I think the talk back, see, I'm getting back to the topic. I think the talk back adds to that, that people can talk about the situation, because I know that in our talk back last week, have things changed? Is it better? Is it better in 1959 to be an African-American in Lubbock? Is it? Than it was in 2000, or any other race, Josh, than it was in 2015 when Clyburn Park takes place, 2015, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. 2015 now, have things gotten better? I don't know, Clint, if you wanted this opened up to all that discussion, but I think the show opens it up to that. I think it opens it up to that topic.
Well, Ronnie, let me ask you, did you feel good about participation? Were people active? Were people willing to...
Oh, I think so. I think so. And very open and wanting to share, you know, their experiences and wanting to hear. I think wanting to hear solutions, what solutions that could be found, you know, on how to tackle this issue, how to talk about it, how to start a dialogue. And, you know, I'll just go back real quick to what Jay said about, you know, this play, Raisin, we wanted to do it because, first of all, it's important. It's an important piece of American literature, and it speaks to themes that need to be heard. But at the same time, I think one of the reasons we wanted to do it too was because we wanted to bring as much diversity into theater as we could and open those doors and let people know that this is a safe place and they can come and they can play with us and do all of the things that we do and not feel that it's a threatening environment. And I'm hoping that, you know, for all of the good that we've heard from this production, I'm hoping that people will feel that they can come here and be a part and audition and do all of those things without it being a scary experience. So,
Daron, your talk back is still to come. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right.
I know when we started this venture, one thing, I'm a professor at Middle Tennessee State University, and I always like to have an educational component to whatever production is being produced in some kind of way. And I knew it would be a big disservice if we had both of these productions during the same time, but never had a conversation about both of the productions. So I knew it was important that we needed to have some type of conversation about not only the production itself, but about the themes that go along with both of the productions and that connects the two. And so we started in our production meetings a small conversation while other people were having other conversations, and then it just kind of collided. And we came up with the talk back for Thursday night, which will have, of course, the co-directors from LCT, myself, two members from the community, from different community organizations, and a moderator from the diversity center or department at TTU that would be moderating and asking questions about the theme and about all of the issues that are brought up in both of the plays.
Tell us how people can get tickets to Claiborne Park at Texas Tech.
You can call the TTU School of Theater and Dance box office at 806-742-3603. Tickets are $18 and $5 for students. Just call, reserve. You can purchase them over the phone. You can stop by. Either way.
Great. Wonderful. Daron Williams, Jay Brown, Ronnie Miller, Josh Aguirre, thank you all very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More information on these plays is at lubbockcommunitytheater.org and at theater.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening to The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrett.